Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
National Red Rose Day today and National Jerky Day.
Any kind of jerky?
Apparently, jerky.
Yeah. I like jerky.
I like the beef jerky.
I do too.
Turkey jerky's good.
I like all jerky.
Yeah. I've had chicken jerky too.
I'm
sure that's good too.
I believe it was actually buffalo chicken jerky.
Okay.
Quite good.
I was at a jerky store. All jerky.
Yes.
They have them. They have all jerky stores. Mm-hmm. It might have been an airport. I can't remember where it was. But I was in a jerky store within the past year. All jerky all the time.
I think that's in heaven.
Nah, it might be.
Where you find the all jerky stuff.
I saw
some.
Okay,
but here's the deal on those, if I'm not mistaken. I've been into one of those stores before, and I decided not to get very much at all because once you get a slice of jerky,
you can't stop.
You put it in the bag. You get another slice of jerky from a different animal, whether it's the ostrich or the alligator or whatnot.
Oh, then you forget.
And then you don't know what you're eating.
No, this was actually prepackaged in different names, but you probably could have done
that. I've done that one before.
Okay. Oh, you've gone to a place where you get samples?
No, you have to buy a slice of jerky, and then you throw it in the bag, and you don't know what you've got then.
Yeah, you don't. You want to know what you're eating.
Yeah, because it was taken out of this jar, and this was taken out of this jar.
Is that alligator? Is that chicken? I don't know.
I got no idea.
Can't put it in separate bags?
No, and then write on it? It just didn't work out that way.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
No, it wasn't right, so I didn't do it very much.
You should know what you're eating.
Yeah. According to research conducted by OkCupid, June is the month that people are most likely to have a one-night stand.
Yeah.
There's a 17% increase on average in people for looking for one-night stands in April, May, and June.
How come?
June being the most popular month with 33% more people looking for a one-night stand compared to the other 11 months of the year.
Looking and getting are two different things.
Yeah, but getting and looking are somehow related as well.
Gotcha. Yeah, if you
you're not going to get it unless you look for it, I guess.
Right.
So, okay.
Nah, you could fall into
you
it.
Yeah, you could.
To get it.
We kind of look at each other. Yeah, you can fall into it.
I'll do a few. Well, I don't know. I might fall in that. But I've said that before.
Well, you didn't know you were going to fall into
that's
it.
That's why I was there.
Just in case.
Right, but you'll have more success if you actually try.
I've heard.
They cite no reason for that?
Beginning of summer, everybody's horny, what?
They don't necessarily know why. They say that it may just be have to do with the uptick in people being fine with this kind of casual sex, and the nature of summer itself has a lot to do with it.
Outfits.
More students, vacationers, interns, and other travelers.
Butts hanging out.
Join OkCupid during the summer months.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily tied to the place where they're dating.
That's OK.
Oh, I know. People leave school. Yes. They're not with their loved ones.
Yeah, they're not where they were and things like that.
Summer do they give you
I'll be faithful to you this summer, honey. No, I won't.
You get that option on OkCupid? But you're just looking for a one-night stand?
I don't know.
I thought that was more of a, looking for a relationship.
People narc, Todd. You've told me that for years.
A dating kind of site.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. This is not the Jesus one, though, I don't think.
What Harmony? That's Christian Mingle.
Well, there's the Harmony one.
And eHarmony, I understand their algorithm is very faith-based.
Suckatjesus.com.
Oh, what's that do? .com. What's suckatjesus.com
That's for one-night stands.
Right.
Sure.
Or less.
Probably one part.
Is that available?
Suckatjesus.com.
Will they even allow that to be taken?
Good point.
Let me see if I...
not allowed on the license plate.
Let me type
plate.
That in.
I know that.
Do they even allow that one?
Nope. Probably .net.
It's available.
Really?
Well, why not?
Why wouldn't they allow it?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, because there could never be anything that horrible on the internet.
Excellent point.
That's way over the line for the internet.
Excellent point.
There's a good guess from Eric on Twitter. June being the big one night stand month because a lot of weddings, you know.
That's part of it. That's probably part of it. Yeah, the old bridesmaids and bridegrooms. Yeah,
the bagging of the bridesmaids.
Again, another reason to travel somewhere where you're, you know, not hooked up with anybody, and you're.
But even then, there's a lot of single people at weddings get laid.
Oh yeah,
that's a one night stand.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you travel and you're there for 3 days. What you know, what the hell?
Yeah.
At Disneyland in Anaheim. Friday night, a flock of geese flew overhead and relieved themselves on some of the crowd below.
Man, they can poop too.
At Disneyland, people were gathered in front of the Sleeping Beauty Castle for the nightly fireworks show. So everybody's gathered in an area.
Dive Bobbin Goose Poop.
Yes.
Good band name.
Witnesses say the geese unloaded on nearly two dozen people.
I love the word unloaded.
Yes.
Because they do, man.
A hazmat team had to respond since it was initially reported that someone had just thrown human feces on the group. No one was injured.
Is it white?
Well, it's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, it is huge.
It is huge.
What's goose poop look like, puss?
Just little white turds that you slip on. Haven't you seen it at the golf course?
No, I have, but humans don't poop white.
Okay.
And if you do, get that
but
check.
But when it's raining on you, you have no idea where it's coming from.
True.
It's not necessarily coming from geese.
It's white. It's kind of pellety.
And humans don't fly above you and poop either. I've noticed
that. No, but if it's thrown, it does rain on you.
You've never been on a golf course where there's 1,000 geese?
Yes. I've just said that.
Crap all over the pond.
I was wondering why they called it. They thought it was humans because it's white poop.
It was dark.
It was also dark. Okay.
Yeah, this is what you get for going to Disneyland.
Yeah. No one was injured, but 11 adults and 6 kids had to be taken to another area to get cleaned up.
And it's slippery. You could put a golf cart, right in the pond if you don't watch yourself.
Oh, I know what goose poop looks like.
Oh, yeah. We've all heard the phrase slippery or slicker than
goose poop.
Yeah, that
I say it yesterday. I said yesterday. No, I didn't.
We were in Alaska. And she didn't find it very amusing at the time, and I really didn't either. Well, I guess I did. Christy is walking out on a dock, and it's just covered in goose poop.
And she went down?
And she went down. And
that's
just went,
funny. When everybody falls,
it's funny. And fell in the water, and I was laughing. And then I realized, that's kind of quicksand stuff out there. So
you dove in?
I had to hurry up and rescue her after I got done laughing.